Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Game Array podcast. I got Tim and Justin with me.
How's it going, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
And I'm Tim as well. And this week we're doing like a sister episode to last week's Flat Earth. We're going deep down to the Hollow Earth.
Which I personally prefer this theory over Flat Earth.
I do too. There's a lot more going on, I think, on the inside that I want to be a part of. Comparative to the Flat Earth
theory, yeah, like,
or you're not really doing
at
anything.
Least this one has a little bit more
believability.
It's got some juice behind
not
it,
not so much, you know, believability. I mean? Like, I would love to see a convention of like half Flat Earthers and half Hollow Earthers, like meeting up like gangs.
Yeah,
they're just stabbing each other with their mechanical pencils, nerd switchblade,
because both ideas fly in the face of the other.
It'd be like a math off. Fucking nerd, just nerd on nerd, man.
Nerd on nerd violence.
I mean, they're all like got asthma, like every one of them. Having to stop halfway through, hit their fucking inhaler. So like I said, we're following up last week's Flat Earth with the Hollow Earth. And this is definitely in the realm of conspiracy for sure. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do enjoy this one. So like kind of like it's a variation of the Flat Earth in a way, because the Flat Earth, I think, has been around longer, but Hollow Earth, I think, scientifically maybe makes a little bit more sense. And this like entails that the Earth is round, right? It's not flat, but is in fact like essentially like a tennis ball in a way, you know what I mean? Where it's like got an outside surface and it's hollow on the inside, right? It's got its own like sun and like everything. Like there's a lot of shit happening.
Yeah, own atmosphere.
Yep.
Oceans.
Yeah, there's crazy shit happening down there. But like a popular idea amongst the believers of Hollow Earth is that it's like a lush, like tropical, like jungle-esque kind of place. You know what I mean? Where it's like no pollution, everything is fine. You know what I mean? Like the air is breathable. Everything's good. You know what I mean? Like you're not getting like lung cancer from like standing in LA, for instance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're just breathing walking the fucking outside. Oxygen.
You know? And it's like teeming with life in there too. Which, sure, why not? If you got your sun in there.
Yeah, I mean, and if it's lush and tropical.
It's got its own sun with its own day and night cycles too.
Yeah.
Which I haven't quite figured out what they meant by that.
I don't know how that's possible, because like when I was doing some research on it, it was like the sun itself has like a night mode. You know what I mean?
It just turns off every 12
like
hours.
A dark mode. Like you just like unplug it or something, or it's like one of those things got like the round switch on it, or you just like move it up with your
no,
thumb.
No, dude, it's a clapper.
I mean, I don't understand that part of it really.
Well, but my understanding would be, I would think that if it had its own sun source on the inside like that, but where would it go?
Well, it hides behind the mountains. Are you kidding me? It goes behind the mountains and it hides there until the next day.
Yeah, it just plays peekaboo. Yeah,
you know, like tagging out with the moon. You know what I mean? This is done. Which also, I don't know if do they have like a moon too? How the fuck does that work?
No, I didn't see anything about a moon.
Oh, okay.
When I'll do my research on
it. We don't want to be too unbelievable.
No. You can't have a moon and a sun. Inside.
Yeah. You
pick one.
That's too far out there.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to believe it.
I would think it'd have to be really small.
It'd have to be pretty small. It wouldn't even be worth looking at.
Yeah.
But like, so like on the inside of it too, like not just teeming with life, but like specifically, there's super advanced races of like giants, like 10 feet and above tall, like big fuckers. You know what I mean? That there's humans, of course, because you can't go anywhere without the humans being involved. And then, of course, my favorite, there's aliens that are hanging out down there because they can find the hole. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the specialties.
I don't know if you've ever heard an abduction story, but they don't have any trouble finding a hole somewhere.
No, they don't.
They never have.
If they can't find
which
it,
is why
they
I
make
think...
it. They'll make a hole.
Which is why this adds a little bit more, like we said, like believability to it.
Yeah.
You're adding in, because a lot of theories you know, there's ancient civilizations who, they're thousands of years more advanced than we are.
Sure.
But then you add in aliens to it. You know, the aliens, they would have the technology if there's not actual spheres down there, please create like a borehole to make a city down there.
Yeah, like a mining kind of thing. Like they mined it out.
Yeah, that's where they got more.
Yeah, I mean, like if those civilizations are down there, maybe that's where they got the advanced technology from. From the aliens. You know what I mean? Because where else are you gonna get it?
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't think they vacated, you know, the surface and then all of a sudden, you know, went into the caves and became super advanced quicker than the rest of the human race, unless they had help.
No, I mean, I guess that's what happens when you become.
If they went down there, they wouldn't have had the Dark Ages, stuff like that, impeding scientific advancement.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you would think that when you go in the middle of a planet, that it would be dark. But the good news is there's a sun down there, too. So that's the good news. I just like, okay. You know, like, I'm like, all right. See, like, the minute like I saw, like, oh, it's got a sun in there, too. Like, that's when I kind of like had that glean of you being a skeptic about it. I was like, you're kind of getting me, man. I was starting to get on board.
Now, if they would have put in, because they always say an actual sun.
Yeah, that's my point.
Now, this was like,
when the gravity just like collapsed the fucking surface.
It would absolutely destroy the planet. Even something that small would have. Mm-hmm. But if it was like artificially created sun, that'd be a different story.
All right.
Well, like, I also see the thing where scientists...
You could have a nighttime and a daytime.
Yeah, if it's controllable. But I also saw a thing where, like, I don't know, I think it was a biologist or something was talking about how it worked, that it would have to be something like an iron, like a chunk of iron that burned so bright that
it's like a sun.
That it gave off light, that it would have to burn so hot. Okay. You know what I mean?
Well, isn't the core of the Earth iron?
Off a light source.
Yeah.
Yeah, the core of the Earth is iron.
Yeah.
So there you go. Bulletproof.
I mean, like, she was just trying to explain maybe that's how they could, you know, explain away a sun.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to find a way to explain it. You can't just say it.
Yeah. You can't just be like, here's a sun. Moving on.
Yeah. You can't just do that. Like, the good news for us, too, is that the advanced beings, you know, being away from... I don't know, like the bullshit that we do up here, that they're extremely peaceful and they decided to kind of mind their own business, stay in their own hood in the center of the Earth. You know what I mean? And we don't have to really worry about them that much, because if they have all that shit, you know, like most things, you know, humans are apparently super susceptible to attack by anybody at any time. Because humans will never stand a chance ever. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, man. We're pretty smart. We're pretty good at surviving.
Any sci-fi writer,
we're definitely survivors.
Ever.
Yeah.
We absolutely get destroyed
all the time. Every single time. Unless Jeff Goldblum's involved. And then
or Keanu Reeves or something like that. You know?
If Will Smith's in charge, we're gonna be fine.
We're gonna punch him right in the face.
We're gonna do it right at the last minute.
See, my thing is this, man. If we these like guys are down there, like, super advanced, right?
Yeah.
Why not share that technology with knowing the state of the world?
It's pretty simple, I think.
Slightly more evolved monkeys that live on the surface are incredibly violent.
Yeah, we couldn't handle that, in my opinion. I don't think we could handle that.
Dude, but see, this is the thing. I think 98% of the world, I would say, would be able to be like, cool. But it's the 2% that are in charge.
I disagree.
The 2% that would ruin it for everybody.
That would take that technology and use it for nefarious reasons.
Dude, we can't even use the internet like appropriately. You know what I mean? And you're like going to give us.
You ever hear the Rule 34? For instance, that's.
I've only heard of the Pen 15 error. I only heard of that.
No, Rule 34 is if it exists, there's porn of it.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Dude, that I believe.
I could definitely see some videos on like Pornhub that are like Hollow Earth related. You know what I mean? I'm going to find that hole. You know what I mean? Like shit like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, here's a hole right here.
Got a bunch of dudes filling, banging like flat chested chicks, like flat earthers.
Oh God. Oh my God. So like, besides the fact that they're like super, super peaceful, right? And that they have all this advanced shit, they do send out like UFO like technology to monitor us, essentially. And they're like ensuring that we don't go off the fucking reservation destroying ourselves with nuclear weapons, because that could easily happen. It feels like at any moment of any day of, you know what I mean? That can happen anytime. But they're like making sure that that doesn't happen, because ultimately that hurts them too.
If it destroys the, all that radiation would be able to eventually seep either through the ground or around the earth into the holes.
That's the thing. Like the winds are going to take it up. Yep. And it's going to go right into the fucking, it's going to suck it right into the fucking hole, man.
Yep.
You know, like, see, a vacuum.
That's what makes me think that they have the same pollution problems we have.
All right. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. That makes sense.
Really.
That, or maybe sense. Maybe the crisp, I don't know, Arctic air cleans. Yeah, that, or, know, you know.
Yeah. If they're super advanced, they'd be able to
figure out a
technology
way.
Like
to,
a big filter that you put in, like, your fucking air conditioner, like an air conditioner. Yeah. It just comes through. So, sorry. So they're coming up in with UFOs, are checking us out. But, like, in addition to being immensely advanced with all this technology that they have, it's like the perfect climate down there for these, like, these beings to grow, like, fucking super huge, like, super, like, tall and, like, strong and shit like that. You're not just, like, lanky. You know what I mean? Like stick figure guys.
Proportional.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, you know, 7-8 foot tall, 300 pounds. You know, they're big fuckers. And they live like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, way longer than us. You know, because they don't have to deal with the pollution, the shit they put in our food. Yeah. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff that fucking kills us over time.
Alcohol, tobacco.
Yeah, and like the inside of the earth has been long referred to as Agartha, which is kind of a cool name. I like it.
I kind of like
it. I like that name. You know what I mean? It's not like
it sounds more like
stupid.
You know, a place. Like
it does. You know, I mean, it sounds like a place from like Lord of the Rings, but it still it does.
But like,
but it's got a cool ring to it.
It has a name where, like, if that was a country, you wouldn't second guess it.
Agartha. You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it does have a tinge of like antiquity to it.
It
you
does.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like BC type of name, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the name of like a planet from like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or something. You know what I mean? Like it does have like that kind of sci-fi ring to it, you know what I mean? Which I dig quite a bit.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's definitely cool.
But like it actually gets its name from the mysticism of Eastern cultures, you know what I mean, which a lot of things will, you know, I mean, comparative to the Western cultures, right?
Yeah, for sure.
More specifically Americans and Canadians, because
they have a
lot. Do they even have culture in Canada? But
just,
I don't know. I mean, I don't
dipping
know.
Their
I
fries and mayo, dude. And that's about it.
If you dip your fries in mayo, you're a fucking sociopath. Like, that is, don't do that. Like, that is fucking weird, man. So, like, there's also, you know, there's other references to like the inner land, essentially, but they're not like filled with like evolving races. It's more like a spiritual kind of place, right? So think of like Christian hell, right, is on the center of the earth. Greeks with Hades, and then Judaism is a Sheol. I mean, that's what they're all, that's like their,
so it's
underworld,
all basically three different versions of their hell.
Yes, essentially.
Well, I mean, even Hades though wasn't, it was hell and heaven kind of mashed together.
You know what I think about a lot of times is like, man, did religion get lucky with the fact that if your underworld is underground, it is actually hot underground. They really kind of got lucky on that one.
Well,
if it was cold,
they didn't know.
It's a molten core. So,
when they were coming up with this shit, they did not know that for sure. They're like, I think it's hot. Well, say it's hot. And then they fucking nailed it.
Well, I mean, like, dude, look at even the Russians with their super, their super deep borehole. I forget what the name.
And that's
they
what
got
they
like
the microphone.
3 miles. No,
seven
I think
miles.
They got 7 miles.
7 miles down.
I was gonna say I saw something on that where it got 7-8 miles.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was almost 8 miles.
Yeah.
It was like 7.8 something or something.
Yeah.
But the ground, like the rock became like so superheated.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. They had to stop
like breaking their drills.
Mm.
Yeah, because it got so hot. That's only 8 miles.
More like putty than actual rock.
That's only 8 miles. So imagine, you know, the one theory about where it's like 500 miles underground.
Yeah, see, I saw a lot where it was 500 to 800 miles.
Like, I mean, that would be that'd be like the sun hot, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's super fucking hot. And they got 8 miles now. You know, I know why it was always heated down there is because fucking Eminem was down there laying some hot fucking lyrics, heating it up down 8 miles.
The hell, man.
But they put like, I know they put like a. They put a microphone down there, and you, dude, I swear to God, like if you listen to it, dude, it's scary, it's creepy as fuck, dude. Like it legit sounds like there's just like thousands and thousands of people just screaming in agony,
sound like that. But then, on the other hand, you got the scientists going, "Well, that's not what it is. It's all it's the mantle and the crust and the tectonic plates.
They just
all
scream?
Reverberating." No, it was like the what do they call it?
Like tectonic movement, that kind
of
shit.
No, yeah, it was that, but it was the frequency, like or whatever. Like reverberating through the planet, making these eerie sounds.
Because I was gonna mention that on you can also listen to like the sounds of like Venus, Mars.
Yeah, that's
and,
really
and they're
creepy.
Like creepy as shit.
Yeah, they're
too,
super creepy too.
So I guess everything kind of gives off a frequency.
Yeah. I mean, especially this one, man, it was definitely like if you suspend disbelief, you know what I mean, for a minute, it like cuts you to the core, dude. It's pretty fucking scary. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's definitely an unsettling sound for sure.
That's why I practice my screaming every day. I'm going down there. At least I might as well sound good.
Yeah, right. That everyone puts it back down there and be like, oh, that's Tim.
Yeah. Like, hey. Told you pay off.
Already boned up, ready to go, bro. Like, you know?
I told you, practice makes perfect. God damn it,
take it easy on me.
Well, you know, there's with Agartha, man. There's not just be able to reach it, but traveling to the like, inner Earth. You know, what I mean, just from the holes,
the big holes. Okay,
yeah, the big holes. In Tibetan traditions, there are pathways and cities that are hidden. Right, and they're connected to Agartha through underground tunnels.
Right.
Yeah. For example, there's actually a pretty famous one. There was a Tibetans believe in the hidden city in the Himalayas called Shambhala.
Which I feel like in the Himalayas you could easily hide a fucking city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But then again, I'm getting all that information from movies where it's like all like it's always cloudy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like,
it's like well, it's just the Himalayas, dude. It's mountains.
Right.
You can hide a lot of shit in the mountains without even trying that hard.
Yeah, but I feel like now, like Google Earth, you'd see it. You know what I mean?
What they allow you to see.
But then again, there's nothing saying that this place, Shambhala, isn't built into the mountains.
That's fair. So you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, like giant.
An overhead, like an overhead view of it.
There is plenty of examples of civilizations who dug their cities underground.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Or into the side of mountains. So
yeah,
we do that now to build bases.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, there's I can't remember the name of it. I think it's out west.
Like NORAD is in a mountain. Pretty sure NORAD is.
Well, yeah. There was a Native American city.
Oh, that's right.
That was able to hold up to 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And it was like a shit hit the fan city.
What's the name of that?
It was a bug out city.
Yeah, it's a bug out city.
That's what it was. You know, like I don't think people actually lived there. It was
like full of like Native Americans and Alex Jones. That's where that's what it was full of.
But this place, Shambhala, it would have one of these tunnels that led to the inner earth with all the different races that dwell there.
Right. Okay.
Excuse me. And goddamn, sorry. There would be many people. There's many people who have searched for the city throughout history.
Shambhala
was a pretty famous. It's kind of like El Dorado.
Yeah, I was just gonna. Yeah, I was trying to think of what it was. Yeah, it's like the search for El Dorado's gold
or Atlantis or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, something like that.
It's this mythical city that's supposed to have all these
riches,
resources, and technology we haven't ever seen. There was a man by the name of Nicholas. I'm probably gonna mess it. Rorik?
Yep.
Rorik.
Yeah.
He was a Russian mystic. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, that kind of sounds like Aleister Crowley a little bit.
It sounds like Rasputin.
Yeah, that's who I was. Actually, that's who I was.
Yeah,
Rasputin, not Aleister Crowley. But you know, he never found it. No one ever has. You know what I mean? Like, no one's ever found Shambhala.
Then what is he famous for?
That's what I'm saying. Like, just looking. Why even bother?
I think he was probably just one of the most famous people to go looking for it.
Like, he just showed up. He's like, nope. Put his hand up to his eye, made like the binoculars with his hand. Yeah. He's like, I don't see anything.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for your donation.
Yeah.
Like, no, ain't there.
The world's gonna remember me for this.
And they did.
They did. We're talking about it. Did. It worked.
Heard about them.
Yeah, it's a fucking scam.
But see, other people have connected Agartha to the Hindu realm of Aryavarta. Or
okay.
Aryavarta. Yeah, and that means the abode of the excellent ones.
So, like, what this reminds me of is, like, you remember, like, in Bill and Ted, where they go to the future and they meet, like the excellent people that are, like, the thing, and they all do, like, air guitar and shit?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine when I think of this. Because it was, like, in a cave.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah, okay.
It was, like, underground.
The abode of the excellent ones.
The excellent to each other.
These, you know, quote-unquote excellent ones, right? They ruled the land for thousands of years until the Great War and the Mahabharata.
Yeah, so like
I mess that name up every time.
Yeah, I mean that one is like where they had the flying, ships and all the Vimanas and all that stuff was in it.
Yeah.
So which actually, like now that I'm thinking about it, kind of makes sense that like if these dudes like lived down there. And during that fight, if they have like advanced UFO technology and shit, that kind of makes sense now with what people are saying is there currently.
That's kind of what tracks. Some conspiracy theorists think the Vimana was
from that.
Yeah, well, it was that they weren't actually gods. You know, I mean, they were spaceships, they're
alien. Yeah,
fighting over Earth,
right?
In skies. You know?
Yeah, but with that kind of technology, don't you think they could have just wiped us out? Just took over, you know what I mean?
Well, see, it was the battle between gods, not
so you think maybe two separate alien type races.
Yeah, exactly. It was them fighting Earth. They were just fighting each other. Control.
Yeah,
not necessarily over Earth.
Yeah, no, they're probably fighting over Earth.
Then what happened? It's all bullshit.
But they weren't trying to kill us.
How come there's not aliens like right now as president?
Yeah.
Well, it's all bullshit. You know right. If they won. They're just like, you know what? This is too much responsibility. I don't want to fucking do it.
Well, I mean, dude, like, yeah, you go back to the lizard people, where they, you know, they control the world. They just do it in shadows.
Yeah, the reptilians are the shadow government.
So,
right.
Because a lot of those stories, dude, it's you have the good race aliens who's trying to keep us free.
Yeah.
Going against whatever race is trying to enslave us.
Yeah, it's like a fucking Marvel movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But playing out in real life.
Yeah, but yeah.
See, like, I would think India. About it like this. You know, with aliens, especially if the reptilian, you know, it takes me back. This shows my age, but it would, to me, it'd be like the show V.
No, your face shows your age. But V, you know yes. But V was awesome because it had Robert Englund in it.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Yeah, V was awesome.
But I would think it would be like that. Like they would just show up, pretend to help, and then all of a sudden be like, all right, now we take over there and shit you can do about it.
Yeah.
Because we are so technologically superior.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that, like in India too, that it was like a Bollywood Marvel movie where it's like really like, it's almost like soap opera.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
like the over gods. The top.
Like really battle of aliens.
Flamboyant.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a dance number in there somewhere.
But you know, dude, there are some people who believe that these excellent ones are closely related to a lot of the ancient and lost civilizations, you know, like the Mu, Atlantis, and Lemuria. Lemuria.
Yeah.
But you know, due to the cataclysmic events on the surface of the Earth, these civilizations were forced to go underground to what then became known as Agartha.
Agartha, yeah. So, like, that's kind of almost like in the biblical tales of the flood, and then in Sumerians with Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
Or the deluge. And all that kind of, like, earthly cataclysmic shit happened essentially, you know, it was like an extinction level event. And then they just were like, nope. And they dipped out and
burrowed on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's.
Well, I mean, Atlantis is, you know, I mean, ain't that supposed to be, I mean, that's kind of like supposed to be an ocean going city to begin with, wasn't it?
In Aquaman.
No, I don't mean in the water, bro.
No,
I
mean, you mean like on top of when it was like before it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Before this cataclysmic event.
Yes. See, this is what he's right. Concentric circles. You know, it was like circles all the way around it and stuff like that. It was like a port, like a huge.
Yeah, it was three different circles.
Yeah, you're right.
But there's a couple people who think they might have found the location where Atlantis was.
In like the Mediterranean.
I think it was in the Mediterranean.
Because there's another one too that's like in
they found the Bahamas. They found a bunch of
Bimini Road and all that
kind of resemble what
it was Plato.
Atlantis was supposed to be.
Yeah, Plato described it, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, this is another thing explained to me now. You know, if it was a great cataclysmic flood, wouldn't that also have flooded these caverns?
Well, yeah.
That's where their oceans came from.
And then when it receded,
I don't fucking know.
And then it was land again.
This is who knows, man.
Yeah. Don't ask questions. All right.
Yeah.
It's like breaking down the logic of a commercial.
Yeah. Just sit there and accept what we're saying.
Yeah, just accept it as fact.
Yeah. Just shut up. Stop asking your questions.
But you know, like scientifically though, like the first person who ever tried to theorize hollow Earth.
Like scientifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Was Edmund Halley.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, whose name is, you know, is now synonymous with, you know, Halley's Comet.
Sure.
Yeah, he was the one who came up with it.
Yeah, so like essentially, like what I would like to do is like start another cult, but like instead of Hale-Bopp, I want to do the Halley's Comet.
Yeah. You have a lot more time to play with.
I was going to say, that way if shit don't work out before your days are numbered, you're like.
Well, they hear you. That's why.
Yeah. They won't never know. You still got 76 more years to wait.
Yeah.
I won't be alive by the time it comes around again. I'm good.
I mean, I just want something to hand to my kids. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like,
here, son,
take this mansion and this vast amount of
wealth. I don't have the credit to start a business, so I'll just. But I got enough street. I got enough street credit to start a cult.
Well, he came up with this theory in 1692, that, you know, in this theory, the Earth is a number of spherical shells,
mm-hmm.
all spinning in different directions.
Right.
With around a central core, so that's where,
like, the iron kind of thing,
yeah, like the iron core. Then that's where the Earth gets its
magnetic field, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, okay,
from them all spinning in different directions,
okay,
and the space in between these spheres,
mm-hmm. like a magnetron, yeah. I think, yeah. too, does that.
And the space in between these spheres would have their own environment capable of supporting some kind of life. And he came up with this theory to try to explain the aurora borealis.
Yeah, when I was reading it too. So I think what he was saying is that like the aurora borealis was like gas escaping from like the space in between those spheres.
Yeah.
But I think
luminous gas.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right. And then it was also in a way to describe, because he was seeing some like weird abnormalities on like on a compass that he had, yeah. and like he was trying to figure out like why is it like spinning, essentially, yeah. like when he gets to like certain spots, like it doesn't point in either, you know, any of the cardinal directions, it just spins like a fucking top, and so he tried to explain it that way.
Yeah, that's how he was trying to. He never realized that, you know, throughout the world there are deposits of like iron and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that that throws off compasses,
right?
Well, especially at the poles.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, so that's why he was trying to explain them, because that'd be the only way in his mind, well, at the time, that could happen.
Right.
I mean, man, you're talking, what, 400 years, you know what I mean? 400 years ago? 500 years ago? 600? No, yeah.
Are you crushing them numbers all right there, man?
I think he's crashing.
Are you doing this on an abacus?
So it's like, you know, back then, like, I could get him thinking like that.
Yeah. Dude, literally back then, you could tell somebody anything, and they're going to be like, yep.
If you sound convincing enough. Yeah, if you sound convincing enough.
Yeah, that explains it.
There's a lot of crazy theories going around.
Yeah, it's like, well, how does the Earth stay up? It's like, well, there's this giant black dude in a basketball uniform just spinning it on his fingers, and it says Harlem Globetrotters on it. It's like, you can just tell people shit, man. It didn't matter. You didn't have any proof.
You didn't need any.
No. Earth was overrated.
Science is overrated.
That's why I choose not to believe in it anymore.
Science?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with whatever theory fits me the best.
Whatever theory's hot at the time.
Yep. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'll just jump on the bandwagon. Which one's got the most followers? That's got to be right.
Nailed it. That's got to be the true one.
Yeah. It's got to be. Jump. Moving forward ahead in time a lot.
Yeah.
1946, the U.S. government, right after World War II, they sent Admiral Richard Byrd, which I'm sure you guys have heard of,
yep,
to the Antarctic for further polar exploration, and allegedly tested Arctic military equipment.
Yeah, Operation High Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, not only that, dude, but they were, like, sent with, like, fleets of battle-ready ships.
It was a battle formation.
Yeah, it was a battle formation.
Dude. I think they went with 13 ships.
Yeah.
Icebreakers, like...
An aircraft carrier.
Yep, everything. Like,
a couple destroyers.
Not, you don't send that shit down there.
Yeah,
just to look around. You know what I mean? But they were a little worried because, nobody's really ever fucking been there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had the claims.
Not the way that they can do it at that time.
Yeah, the thing there was, that was just a cover up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were going there to find some people, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's
the only reason.
Yeah, that's the theory.
Yep.
Is that, the Nazis had a base up there or something, and that's why they really went there under the guise of Operation High Jump, I guess. But one of his trips to the Arctic stuck out a lot more than the other ones, man. And according to Byrd's journal, he flew past the South Pole and ended up in a land that was lush and warm and had a warm climate.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that too. Like when he went and did that, it like broke some sort of like world record. That like nobody had ever done that shit before. You know what I mean?
See, like the problem is too is that you have.
Like nobody had ever flown to the pole. Kind of almost made it and then like turned around, but like nobody.
Are even claims that he essentially kind of took credit.
Well, yeah,
from other people.
He's the admiral. That's literally what he does.
It's his operation.
People who weren't part of the military actually made the trip.
Okay, I got you.
And then, but he was never able to actually make it there in a plane.
Oh, okay.
So he kind of got tagged with the credit for doing it.
Ah, okay.
Because there's certain claims where it was like he eventually did it, but it was 20 years after he was supposedly done it. That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, I did watch that. If you ever seen that movie, The Secret Land. And I mean, you can look at the film for what you want to look at it for, see how you want to interpret it. But I mean, it did kind of show about 300 miles in, man. It was a ways in, but it was like a 300 mile square mile radius of, bro, there was like no snow. I mean, very little,
right.
I mean? Very little ice. And I guess the water was like 38 degrees, 40 degrees, which is warm.
It's above freezing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there was like, small plant life.
A lot of people see that movie as the like when the propaganda. Government, yeah, for like Roswell,
when
they said, hey, we found a flying saucer, and then came back and said, no. A lot of people see that movie as the government kind of going, hey, look what we found,
to hide what they're really there for,
yeah. What then? I mean, I think that movie actually won awards.
Yeah, best different that best movie for disinformation.
Yeah. But a lot of conspiracy theorists see it as like the government unofficially announcing that they found the entrance to Agartha.
They would never do anything that cool.
Let me ask you this. Why is it always like these entrances to these, you know, cities and mystical places are always in like the most remote, hard to get to.
Yeah, they can't just be in like
places,
Detroit,
man. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
I don't know if I'd ever, I don't know if I'd want to go find it if it was in Detroit. I think I'd rather go to fucking Antarctica.
Yeah, it's like, fuck that,
y'all. Well, you know what I mean. They're never.
Yeah, I don't own a gun, and I'm not a juggalo. I have no reason to be in fucking Detroit.
You know. Yeah, it's never like, oh, hey, I mean, you can go to Canada real quick.
Yeah.
And like Nova Scotia, there's a damn entrance way to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always somewhere so remote, man, that humans can't get there. You know what I mean? Or you risk life and limb to do it.
Yeah.
According to Bird, man, in his journal, I mean, if you want to believe that.
I do. I do want to believe
it. Passed the South Pole and ended up in a land that was lush and warm and climbing.
Right. Just like all the other shit.
Yeah. Which is, you know, I guess the idea was already there of what to expect. You know what I mean? If you did find it.
Right.
But the land beyond the pole had living mammoth-like creatures in an ancient advanced race of humans. So now we got woolly mammoths involved.
I mean, I can at least see the mammoths because they went extinct relatively not that long ago.
I guess on the grand scale of things, yeah, it really wasn't all that long
ago. I think the mammoths were still around when the Great Pyramid was built.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Because you see like the depictions of like Native Americans hunting them and shit.
Yeah, like, they haven't been gone that long. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like it wouldn't be out of the realm possibility if a place like this existed that they might still be around.
Right. Well, I guess if it's lush and warm and enough went underground,
yeah,
they'd probably be able to maintain
breeding population.
Population.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. But while in flight, his plane was ordered to land by the hat where was when he was in his plane, he was flying over and he was told to land by the inhabitants of the Hollow Earth and was intercepted by a saucer-like craft.
Woo!
Here we go.
Now woo! That would be, yeah.
Love it.
You got mad. That's terrifying. You're just like, hey, by the way, land. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
And you look out and you're just looking at a thing that's just kind of hovering there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like,
you're like,
pull it over.
Yeah, he's like, pull over. But I bet even more terrifying, though, was once he was grounded, he was greeted by the emissaries of the Hollow Earth. And then it was speculated that he was now in Agartha. Well, apparently once Bird hit the ground, he was greeted by the emissaries, which explained to him their extreme concern for the United States for using nuclear bombs during World War II.
I think that was most people's concern.
Yeah, I would think so, especially after what it did, man.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I think most countries were like,
Yeah. Like, we probably
let's not piss them off right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that, you know, the super advanced human race that, you know, or race that's inside, they could no longer, you know, we're just going to leave them alone, man. Like, we're just going to do our thing.
They couldn't be passive anymore.
Yeah. So, like, you know, now they're dropping nuclear bombs.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at it this way, like, if they're coming up here to keep an eye on us, there are, let's say, questionable videos of UFOs going to missile silos and like shooting a laser-like thing at them and actually shutting the missile down.
Yeah, it did it and
completely shutting down the whole thing.
I think it was in like Montana or one of those like Midwestern.
It was one of those hidden silo.
Yeah, they did it to like 10 missiles, and those missiles are not connected. Like, they all have like their individual,
they're all individual
system.
So they're not on a network.
Yeah, they're not on a network. They're all localized.
Yeah, and they shut down every last one of them.
Yep.
So does that mean that, you know, when they showed up and shut them down, that we were on the brink of nuclear war at the time? Or
did I think they were just, they just wanted to,
like, we can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to let us know if we want to.
I'm pretty sure they did it to the Russians too.
Yeah, it was more or less a warning.
A show of power, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we're still going to let y'all do your thing.
Right.
But just so you know, we could stop this whenever we feel like.
Yeah, this is where we draw the line.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess it, you know, I mean, it made sense, man. But, you know, but they were using Byrd as their messenger, I think, because, you know, he was, well, he was a rear admiral, right?
Yeah.
Or was he?
Well,
was
not he just that, too, but he was one of the, you know, he was the
at
first
at the time,
one
he's probably
got.
One of the most famous people on the planet at the time also.
Yeah.
And you got to think back then, man, them war guys, man, they were like.
They were big deals.
Yeah, they were huge, big heroes, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they probably thought he'd be a good emissary. Like, yo, they're telling us we need to chill out.
Yeah.
And, you know, tone it down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were kind of going off the rails on a crazy train. Yeah.
They're probably hoping that at least the U.S. government would kind of heed his warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's somebody that the you know, the big dogs are going to listen to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then, I mean, apparently in a Chilean.
Yeah.
Chilean, huh?
Yeah, Chilean. Yeah. In a Chilean. In a you Chilean to- newspaper.
Yeah. You ever been to Chilean? It's a great,
man.
Great country.
Family friendly.
Yeah. But well, the name of the newspaper was like El Mercurio.
Okay.
Apparently, Board told a reporter that the U.S. and the world should be prepared for potential hostile planes and saucer-shaped vehicles coming out of the polar regions that were supposedly basically coming out of, you know, the north and south entrances to the hollow earth.
All right. I like it. I like everything about it.
But I do know that Byrd did say something to the U.S. government about, he didn't necessarily say, allegedly he didn't say that it was saucers and aliens, but that America should be concerned with being attacked from them.
Right. From shit, you know, down to the poles. Yeah.
You know, like, you know what I mean? Keep an eye on them. Just don't assume they're not going to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Come at you that way.
Yeah.
And basically, in a more expansive theory about his encounters, he allegedly saw Nazi symbolism on some of these craft in the Arctic.
Right.
Which, I mean, the Nazis show up in a lot of conspiracy theories now.
Well, yeah, well, they do.
The thing is, they're everywhere.
They're, I mean, they were down there, though. They went down. No, they flew were 100%. Over, they dropped a bunch of swastika flags, and they said, and they called it, I think it was New Schwabenland. Yep. And then they're like, okay, this is our shit.
Well, that's
now.
What Hitler wanted. That was his.
Yeah.
Shit hit the fan place.
Well, like Hitler was like a huge believer in this kind of shit, though.
Yeah. If he lost the war, he was going to, him and like top brass were going to go there.
That was like their escape plan.
Yeah. And they had women set for like breeding.
Yeah.
They had the women ready to go. They were getting ready to actually build a base out there.
Yeah.
Cause there was several, missions out to the Arctic.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but wasn't also like the Nazi Fool Society involved with them because of like the whole occult and esoteric?
Yeah.
Part the Fool of, like, Society was a part
big,
of it.
Was
yeah.
a big part of it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like them thinking that, you know, this stuff had like, you know, like when they were looking for the Ark and all that shit, man, Holy Grail, whatever. Yeah. All these religious artifacts that they all kind of held some kind of secret power that would give them an advantage in war.
Yeah. It was like a real life fucking Indiana Jones movie. It was like a real life
version
of that. Like they were really looking for that kind of shit, like the Ark of the Covenant and like the Spear of Destiny and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So like this is right up Hitler's alley, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like believing in this. And then if I'm not mistaken, the whole Aryan thing? Like there are like Arthurians.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, like the like Aryans were like the original.
We're inside where the race
people
was
who
the race
controlled
that was
the
inside.
World.
Yeah. Well, I think too, that like the Aryans are supposed to have been from like another planet or something too, that they were like advanced beings
advanced
and shit
beings
like that.
From
yeah, they were the first like rulers of the planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, like this is right up his alley, man. And
yeah, he was insane. Yeah. He was fucking insane.
But he spent resources, man. Like, I mean, they were up there in like what, 38, 39?
Yeah, they were up there early.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was that. I think they were also doing it during the war.
Like, yeah, it wasn't they just... didn't think they were gonna lose, man.
No.
I mean, you know, when Byrd was there, bro, they did find Nazi memorabilia up there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, well, Nazi, whatever, you know, artifacts.
Equipment,
you
want, right.
Yeah, like Nazi stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, there ain't no doubt that they were there.
No, they were definitely there. That's but a fact.
I mean, there's even some theories that Bird actually found, what was it, New Schwabenland?
Yeah.
I think is what you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he actually found that, and they had to, and they engaged him, and the Nazis actually fought him back with, like, flying saucers.
And stuff right, like and that's that. Where he saw, the like, the swastikas and the iron crosses yeah. and all that shit on the
yeah,
flying
like where
saucers.
He actually, yeah. they engaged yeah. him in, like, air-to-air combat and lost.
Yeah, and that's why, because the original high jump, I think, was supposed to be 6 months or 8 months, and they yep. came back in 3 or 4.
Two.
Yeah, they came back.
Yeah, two. Quick. Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah, it was two, because I was going to mention that. Yeah, yeah. The original projected time was 6 months, and 2 months mm-hmm. later, they were back.
Yeah.
And, you know, dudes died. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, there's people that
yeah,
died.
Like, yeah, yeah, the equipment they left with was not the equipment they came back with.
Right.
They were missing a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Can you imagine the Scheiße videos going on down there? All Germans all the time. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know if I want to go there.
No.
Smell. Smell yeah, right.
But I mean, I don't know, dude. You know, I guess if you're gonna escape to a place and, you know, make mm-hmm. it your getaway hideout, if things don't go right,
right?
Why not a lush
tropical? Especially if they were able to find it.
Yeah.
If they were down there, they fucking.
But you know
found
what it,
it
is? Yeah. That shit was like in that movie Star Wars on Hoth, bro, where they were like. Dug into ice.
Yeah.
That's what that shit was up there.
Yeah. It was like essentially like fucking Nazi igloos.
Yeah. It's like, fuck all that.
Yeah. It's fucking, there's, it's so fucking cold down there, yeah. man. Pick like a different place.
Let's make our escape plan to the coldest fucking place on
well,
the
see,
planet.
And that would be the yeah. perfect escape.
Because nobody's going to go city. Down there. Because it's also hard gonna... to fucking like bring your army down there too. And then,
yeah, like, if you already have an established army down there, it's a lot yeah. easier to defend against.
Yeah.
You, like, if you want to bring ships in, which is the only way you're going to get there, you have to bring icebreakers.
Right. I was just going to say that, man.
Disable their icebreakers, the they can't get to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the movie, I mean, you see the trouble High Jump had. Even with the icebreakers, man, ships, like, the ice was piercing its hull. Like, you know, the U-boat got stuck.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. like, that's the extremes it takes to get to these places.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be a perfect defensible location.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't even be able to get planes out there because it's so fucking cold.
Yep.
Yeah. And, like, the ship will, like, freeze up, the engines, propellers, and all that shit. Yep. You know what I mean?
Well, not to mention, too, on those kind of the flat planes of ice, that wind picks up hard.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
There's no hills. There's no mountains.
Yeah, it's just open tundra.
Well, essentially, yeah. there's mountains, but they're just made out of fucking ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing there to... There's no natural resources, so you can't set up a base.
Right.
It's like every time you go, you'd have to attack and then leave.
Yeah.
There's no... You wouldn't have time to set up, like, a forward base there.
Right.
No. Yeah, because there's no getting supplies.
No, not easily, anyways.
Yeah.
Well, you just go into the center of the earth and fucking get it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just go down there and you...
I think we're thinking too hard about
some
it.
European stuff down there. Your resources are mine now.
Yeah. Okay, humans have never done that. What, yes, that's
never, never.
We ain't known for doing that.
Just wiping out populations. We don't do that.
No. But, you know, I mean, in more recent times, though, there's actually a dude who's heading, like, the Hollow Earth movement.
Right.
Like, he's spearheading it by the name of Rodney Cliff.
Okay.
I don't know if you have heard of him or not.
No, I mean, it's the perfect name for thinking there's a hole in the sun, in the fucking earth.
Yeah.
Because yeah. guess what happens before you get to the hole? There's a fucking cliff.
Cliff, yeah. Well, technically, I think what they say is the hole is so wide. It's not just like a vertical shaft. It actually, it's an incline.
Okay.
Down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But any case.
Yeah.
But he wrote a book called World Top Secret. Our world, our earth is hollow. Yes. Capital is.
God dang right it is.
Like, the ego he put into that, into the title alone.
Yeah.
That's without question. that's without question saying, I believe this with all my heart.
Yep.
And I don't care what the proof says.
Yeah, I don't care what science says.
I don't care what anybody else says. I am right.
Yes.
I mean, dude, he's on record stating, like, how'd he put it? It was, I can't believe the flat earthers believe that because everything points to being a hollow earth.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a beef.
He's like, they're silly. So like that for believing the flat.
Yeah, there's like a beef between hollow earthers and flat earthers.
Yeah.
Like there's a legit beef for that. Like we were joking about it earlier, but it's like a real thing.
Yeah.
They do not like each other.
It's literally like the opposite opinion.
Yep.
100%. I mean, you cannot get more opposite than that.
Yeah, complete 180. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, his conception of the hollow earth, it kind of goes like this. I mean, like the earth's crust, or it's quote unquote shell, is 800 miles thick from outside edge to the inner edge.
Okay.
So in essence, the earth is like half surface weight.
Okay.
In a hollow space, followed by something else, is how he puts it.
Right. Which is exactly what you want to put in a book, is some vague term like that.
Yeah. Especially in quotation marks.
Yeah. Something when you put else, especially it is hollow.
Yeah. When you capitalize words in your title of your fucking book to be a dick. You know what I mean? Like that's, come on. You got to do better than that.
Something else. Leaves it open for interpretation.
Yeah.
Interpretation is one word
to you.
Well, yeah, it's like somebody, I'm not telling you what it is, I'm just saying.
If somebody in the movement comes up with a great idea, he'd be like, that's what I was meaning. I wanted
guys
to come up with it on your own.
It's an that excellent fucking else. Out. It's an excellent out for not knowing what you're fucking talking about. It's a great out for that.
But the land, these other the inside, we already said has ancient races.
Right. And that's the something else, I guess, is what he was referring to. It's like wherever they live in there.
Yeah, I kind of think like when I see right here that dude, I kind of like Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yeah.
Kind of vibes to it.
Like Land of the Lost.
Yeah. But dude, he was so gung-ho about his theory that he actually planned a trip to the North Pole, leaving from Russia. Like this dude was
okay. I guess so you're going to the worst place in the world from the worst place in the world.
Yeah.
God damn, man. We from like Greenland. It seems like it's closer.
Just a little bit. But of course, the whole trip it was meant to find the entrance to the Hollow Earth and it proved what lies inside.
Yes.
So he could be proven right. However, though, this trip, it cost $20,000 a person.
It's expensive.
Just a little bit. And, unsurprisingly, it was canceled.
Really?
I don't know if these people got their money back.
But so you're trying to tell me.
I doubt it.
You're trying to tell me that somebody who believes that the earth is hollow is not flush with cash?
Yeah.
Like, I doubt very highly these people got their money back on this.
Oh, they didn't get their money back? Especially if they were giving it to fucking Russia.
Yeah.
No, they weren't even giving it to Russia. They were giving it to him for expenses.
Didn't get that back. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he had to hire a guide and getting the food together and getting the equipment together.
Right.
Yeah, I guess rent the ship. You have to rent the ship, the icebreaker.
Despite the fact that this got canceled, the theory still lives on like stronger than ever.
Right.
Even with the, it kind of seems to me like he did it. And then he got a couple $100,000 in his pocket and said, oh, sorry. Russia won't let us leave.
Well, yeah. Thanks for the house. But,
yeah.
You know how Russia is, man.
Well, he took that $20,000 from each person, changed his name to Rodney Craig, because that's another like a synonym for Cliff, and nobody ever found him again.
No. But one of the largest, like, I guess it'd be more recent conspiracy theories about Hollow Earth involves NASA, which of goes right back to last week with Flatter.
Yeah,
NASA shows up in a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And it's believed by those who are like, support the Hollow Earth,
right?
That NASA has been hiding pictures from space that clearly show the large holes on the poles. So it's almost mirrors exactly what the flat earthers were saying.
Well, the distinct difference, I think, is that one, the flat earthers don't think space is even real, or at least if it's not real, we've never been there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at least with this, we're like, okay, well, space is real and there's satellites taking pictures and shit. But yeah, even it's like, still the parallel that
flat earthers,
NASA's hiding it. You know what I mean? It's the same idea.
Yeah, that NASA was doctoring the pictures from the satellites.
Apparently, they had people that was their fucking job.
Yeah.
Was
the doctor, like, any image that NASA takes, if there's something anomalous in it, is their job is to, like, airbrush it out and, you know, make it look like anything, like a smudge.
Well, I mean, dude, something. Even, what was that, a couple years back, something showed up on one of their live feeds and they cut the feed.
Yeah, that I remember. Something about UFO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like some people were starting to think that they caught a UFO on camera out there and NASA cut the feed before they could.
Yeah.
Before conveniently kind of came about it.
They do that a lot. Well, they were doing it a lot when they had the live feed from the SDS missions and ISS.
I mean, dude, you got claims from astronauts that are going like, NASA, there's fucking spaceships outside.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, dude, I could look them right. I'm looking them dead in the eye.
I've heard some audio of like astronauts saying, what the hell is that over there? What's flying? Something just flew by us.
Right.
Like, yeah. There's audio of astronauts saying that shit.
Well, allegedly it's not real. Yeah. Even though it was caught off NASA, fucking the NASA channel.
Yeah. Especially back then when they weren't really censoring shit that fast yet. You know what I mean? Like you're talking back in the 60s and 70s, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would take a lot more than just cutting the feed. That would take a minute.
Yeah.
But I mean, they claim that these images that NASA captured that would show like these entrances, like we've just been saying, they've been doctored concealed these giant holes. Like some people say, like, you know, if you see some of the pictures, it almost looks like they did it on Photoshop.
Like they added the hole?
No, like they put something dark and then tried to cover it up.
Oh, okay.
It's not the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, I mean, also that nobody is allowed to fly over the North or South Pole.
So, like, I think this is actually a true thing, though. So, yes. Like, I think I remember watching a show where they were talking about this bullshit. And it, like, you know how you can, like, track airplane traffic and it kind of shows you, like, the lines of, like, where they're going and stuff? They showed the North Pole, for instance, and it's literally, like, almost like a Pentagon?
Mm-hmm.
Pentagon. No, it's like the five-sided thing where it looked like that around the pole. Like hexagon. All the planes were like diverted.
Yeah.
Around it. Like there's no lines going right over the pole.
Wise,
that's what I'm saying.
Would that like magnetic? If something happened in those regions,
that they know there not is to stay
zero chance
that.
You're getting saved.
Well, so, I mean,
the way I would see it is
if you crash in any plane, you're fucking probably not going to say it no matter where it is.
Yeah, but like, if there were survivors, they'd freeze to death long before you were ever able to get there.
They would have went to the center of the earth where it's warm and lush.
It's warm in there.
Where there's nothing but aliens and mammoths and Vikings. You best hope you have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Germans aren't going to like you too much if you're down there.
No. Yeah, they're going to be mad. They're going to be mad about it.
But yeah, that like we just said, man, they just didn't want they do that to stop people from finding out the truth.
Right.
Yeah, but why has it always got to be a conspiracy? You know, I guess it's because it can't be proven yet. You know what I'm saying? So
well, that's you know, the theory of conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no such thing as conspiracy fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
There isn't.
I mean, it's a fact that there's a million conspiracies.
Now, do I believe NASA and shit like that hide stuff? Yeah, 100%.
I think they absolutely do.
100%. I absolutely do. Zero doubt of that.
There's folks that worked for NASA verify that, like, one of this lady, she allegedly was friends with Wernher von Braun in a paperclip Nazi scientist came over with the V2 stuff and built the fucking space program, right? Yeah. That she was part of that. Like, her job was to fucking doctor pictures of, like, flying saucers and, like, bases on the moon and shit like that. Like, that was her job. Like, that's what she did for a living.
Well, I mean, you would think, dude, like, you know, if these entrances are at the poles,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I would think, you know, NASA and ISS and all them would probably have to eventually cut tape. You know what I'm saying? Because if there's as much traffic around these as they, you know, seem to think,
right,
then I would think eventually, yeah, you would catch.
I mean, all it would take
coming into and coming from Earth or whatever.
All right. It would take is one person, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fly over there or to make a trip over there.
You can't.
You know, there's plenty of people with the money.
Like, you can't go to Antarctica on a whim, dude. It's like government controlled shit, like UN controlled. Like, you cannot just go there.
Yeah,
I was just going to
say that. Yeah, you have to get permission from like a certain amount of countries.
Well, you can like, you can like take,
because they're neutral ground.
Well, I heard that you, like, I know you can take a cruise like or to the Antarctic.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get off and like walk around. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, you're like, you can go and like see like the outside of Antarctica. Yeah. From like South America, and then you go, you fucking leave. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like the worst vacation ever.
Yeah, like you go outside and you freeze your tits.
Yeah, why
off.
Would I want to fucking do that? That's it's terrible. Like, you mean I just left Chile where there's like parties all the time and fucking big booty chicks walking around all over to come to fucking Antarctica?
Yeah,
fuck out of here. I'm doing that. I'm gonna stay right there. Yeah, I mean,
that's all it would take though, is like one of these people though,
yeah,
to go there. What, you know. Yeah, you might get in trouble with the UN.
Yeah.
But if you find a giant, like, I think one of these conspiracy theories said this hole is like 1,500 miles wide.
Really?
Pretty fucking
That's a big fucking hole, dude.
Yeah, that's a big
fucking hole. Yeah, like, that's big.
Even if it was 10 miles across, it's still a pretty damn big hole. Like, for you were to find something like that and bring back 10
miles across, you could easily land a plane.
What government is going to do anything to you? They wouldn't be able to.
Yeah,
I mean, you might get suicided, but
I was just gonna say,
if you made a big enough stink about it, the truth would be out there long before you were able to be suicided.
They'll get you one way or another.
Yeah,
if they really want you, they'll get you.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you now, you're not just gonna go fuck it, jump in a plane and fly, but you'll be shot down out of the sky well before you've ever reached.
They're going to see you coming.
Yeah.
From a long ways away.
Yeah, a couple thousand miles away. They're going to see you, bro.
Yeah, there's no way you're getting there, dude. No fucking way. No fucking way. They got robots and shit, you know what I mean, up there watching it, shooting you down with laser beams.
Yeah, they got the T-100s. man in the shores.
And then your plane mysteriously had engine failure due to inclement weather.
Yeah. It's like giant Gundams up there shooting people down. All right. Well, that's the Hollow Earth, man. That's pretty good. I like this one a lot, actually. I mean, I do like it more than Flat Earth. Yeah. I like it more than Flat Earth.
Yeah. I agree with you, man. I definitely prefer this theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got more meat on it.
It's a thinking man's conspiracy theory, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I was going to have to go out there and try to harp on one or the other,
it'd be Hollow.
Earth seems a little more believable.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Sure.
But, you know, it's a mystery.
It is.
Man, it's a mystery.
It's and the main one.
And we'll never find out. No. Ever. Well, I mean, when I say we, I mean like the three of us.
Oh, yeah.
we'll never find out.
I'm sure somebody knows.
Because none of us are going anywhere.
Then you got the problem of.
And none of us have like our pilot's license. So we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, see, then you got the problem of two of feeds into it is. Why am I not allowed to go there?
Environmental reasons. Yeah. Because Antarctica is not controlled by any one country. It's controlled by the UN. So you have to get permission from, like, essentially everybody to go down there.
Yeah, but why is the question? It can't be environmental. What's one dude going to do? Or even a group.
Yeah.
Even if you leave a mess there, it's going to get buried in snow and never seen again.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely some shit going on down there. John Kerry and Buzz Aldrin were down there for no fucking reason. A couple years ago.
I mean, you know, when old Buzz is involved.
I didn't hear about that, actually.
Dude, at like 99 years old, he was down in Antarctica. Something happened to him. They had to fly him to like New Zealand or Australia or something like that.
Because he's fucking 99 years old and they have negative 100 degree weather.
Dude, this guy's wearing a sweater when it's 85 degrees outside. You're going to send him to fucking Antarctica?
He's going to need five.
Kind of makes you think why they brought along a man that went to the moon.
Yeah,
because they brought along a man who has
Antarctica,
who has been in contact with aliens.
Exactly. I mean, he's got.
I doubt John Kerry. I know John Kerry's been in contact with fucking aliens. Although he kind of looks like he might be an alien. You know what I mean? Like if aliens were like Frankenstein monsters, you know what I mean? Because like, that's what kind of reminds you of. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Gamer Ray Podcast. Check us out on YouTube at Gamer Ray Podcast. We should have some new videos up this week. If I feel like getting to them. And as always, guys, we love you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
See y'all later.
Bye.
Have a good one.